Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, feel that. Look, somebody gonna feel me right here. Hey, if you don't feel nothing else on the album, there's something to feel. Bottom line is Jesus saves, and that is on my mama. Embraced by the Lion King, Hakuna Matata. So grace, I got a lot of, and guilt, I got a nada. Christ got me face down, hands up, robber. He stole my heart away, and now I don't want it back. So tell my past, I'm a Debbie, I ain't coming back to what I was. Cause it's blood, plus it's love, got me shook. I've been rocked, I can't stop, cause his mercy be a lot. Mind and new heart, that's proof that I know him. Father, Son, Spirit, Trinity, yeah, I'm on one. They say me, and that's crazy. No ifs, ands, or maybes, that was the worst of them. His righteousness, that is what he gave me.
I don't know what happened, man. All I know is that I'm not the same. And I put that up on everything. He saved me, yeah, he saved me.
Was an orphan with no orphanage, no home, no. Got adopted and saved like a dog from the stove. Now he's my father, though I never had one at home. I've been saved, man, you just don't know. My wrath has been canceled, blood made me white as snow. Go back, go back, go back, go back, ha ha ha, no. One theft, 5-9 salvation through the Lord. I love this life, pop the juice, man, I'm on the boat. Genesis 1:26, I'm looking like him, yo. Right now it's Clay speaking for the Father from the throne. Use me, Lord, in this world to make your name known. Use me to tear up these streets like construction zones. I know you saved, so I'll stand there like an orange cone. This is your block, you're taking souls like a Cohen zone. You're saving people from the storm, bring them to your home. You did it all just for me, I'm so saved, yo.
I don't know what happened, man. All I know is that I'm not the same. And I put that up on everything. He saved me, yeah, he saved me. I'm looking straight at my past, and I promise I'm not going back. Cause Christ is too good for that. He saved me, yeah, he saved me.
Look, as I sit back and look over my timeline, and the moment when Jesus threw that lifeline and banged in my heart like bass in the Alpine, it's clear that he was chasing me in my lifetime. And I'm not lying when I say that I was a sinner of the worst kind. Born dead, dirt, like slime in the sewer line. Heart covered in that grime, thought I was fine, then I was woke up out of line. My past is so past it, now I'm fast lane, I'm past it. Righteousness the standard, but I did not have. No, I could not grasp it, but Christ did test pass it. He ran the perfect route, perfection, he passed it.
I don't know what happened, man. All I know is that I'm not the same. And I put that up on everything. He saved me, yeah, he saved me. I'm looking straight at my past, and I promise I'm not going back. Cause Christ too good for that.
I thought about the things that I used to do. I thought about the way things used to be. I was so lost without you. And Lord, you changed my whole time. Now I am set free, free, free.
I am no longer the same. Cause you must
Calvary. You did it for me.
So glad you died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me.
What? your name. And all he's done for me,
Jesus.
I can't help but give him glory.
Jesus.
He is God all by himself.
Jesus.
Come on, give him glory.
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus, demons must flee. That's the kind of power he's given us. To that sickness and it will leave.
Jesus.
That's what he said in his word,
yeah. Jesus.
He said, I've come to give you life more abundantly.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me. But I'm so glad he rose on the third day.
Jesus.
With all power in his hand.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
The powerful name of
goodness
and what he done. I gotta give him glory.
Jesus.
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 Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.
Most beautiful song that I ever heard with the name Jesus in it. Something like that, man, I'm talking about, you just got to worship when you're listening to that. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And as you can tell, this broadcast here is going to be a little bit different. Yeah, we still on that Hip Hop Bible study. Little buddy, hashtag feed your faith in God. Yeah, hashtag feed your faith in God, and that's what we're about to do. This broadcast will be a little different. I had the scriptures written out already, planned out already, but God, you know, all my plans are subject to Him and His will, so He's gonna do us something different. We won't be in these scriptures that's on the broadcast, but we will be in two places, though, in particular. And one of them is, it was scheduled for the broadcast, and that's when we're going to hear from Jesus in Matthew. You know what I'm talking about? Also, I got the hip-hop version of that song that just went off. Jesus got a hip-hop version coming up, too. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. So, yeah, this is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. We on a hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, hashtag feed your faith in God. Feed your faith in God with His word. It's always relevant. His word is always, it's always relevant. That's right. The word of God is never going out of style. That's right. Say that again. The word of God is never going out of style. The word of God is living and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing apart of the soul and spirit, that's sharp, and of joints and marrow, that's sharp, and the word of God is a discerner or a judge of the thoughts and intents of all of our hearts. Yeah, the word of God is serious business. Yeah, God knows everything about you. Recognize, you know what I'm talking about? The word of God is serious, man. It's living. It still gives life. It still changes hearts and minds. You know what I'm talking about? Change your whole life, man. That's why there's no other books out there that's like this. This is the book by itself. All right? Plenty of other books that's written and by man where they try to discredit this book right here, the Bible. It was written by man. Nah, them other books that y'all listen to and believe, those books are written by man for real. This right here, the scriptures right here. Yeah, the Holy Bible. Mm-hmm. It's written by God. And God did write the first commandments. The finger of God wrote the first commandments. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. So, yeah, man, let's pray. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we're on that Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, hashtag feed your faith in God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for still being the one that's sovereign, that's above all, that's greater than all, that's through all, that's always in control, Father. You're not surprised by anything. So let us, Father, as believers and followers of Christ, have our confidence and faith in you, Father. Yeah, let us rest in you, in the almighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in to hear from you. Father, speak to us. Let us hear you and make us doers of what you are telling us to do. Let us understand you. You said in all of our getting, get understanding, let us understand you and what you're doing and your will and understand life. For Jesus, you are the life. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for teaching us the scriptures and giving us understanding, Father, as we continue to go forward in you and grow in you and thrive in life with you. Have your way. Your kingdom come on earth and in our lives. Your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. In the almighty name of Jesus, we praise you. May we continue to praise you through it all. Amen. Yeah. We ready. When Hip Hop Meets Christ. All right, like I said, it's going to be a little bit different. I read this chapter earlier, and it encouraged me as far as where God got me, and I'm going to read it. We're going to go over it together, and it's going to encourage you as well. All right? So the first scripture we're going to go to tonight, or this evening, or this morning, whenever you're listening to this, Galatians in the New Testament. Galatians, chapter number 1. And it blessed me so good from the first verse. I'm just going to remind us of some stuff, because for those of us that God is calling these days and we answering his call, this is going to be some good, big encouragement for us, because this is about God calling you and God ordaining you and God revealing Jesus Christ to you and not man. Yeah, they want to hurry up and run to the church and sit up under a man, but we, in this generation, we want God. We ain't studying sitting up under no man, to tell you the truth. Yeah. Now, I can listen to that man if he got God speaking through him, all right? But these days, these mugs, they're ego-tripping. They want you to listen to them. But we're going to listen to the one who called us, the one who revealed Jesus Christ to us. So go over to Galatians chapter 1. Man, it was so far that I had to do it. And I'm still going to Galatians right now. So I'm still flipping my pages, giving you a few more seconds to get there if you ain't there yet. Galatians chapter 1. And I don't know if you read the first verse yet or not. But we're about to get it. Hold on. About to get it. Galatians chapter 1. Starting with verse 1. All right. Everybody ready? Galatians chapter 1. Verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle, not from men. Listen to this. Not from men, not of men, nor through man. He didn't go to seminary. What's it called? Okay. Yeah, both of them. Anyway, he didn't go to seminary school to get his credentials or none of that stuff. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man. Okay? These days, God calling us. Answer the call. This ain't the call of man. Ain't no pastor called me to preach. They were hating on me, matter of fact. Uh-oh, yes, sir. Your reverend call, Yeah. But Paul, let's learn from the word in the example before us, Paul, an apostle. Not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father. That's more important. Through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. That's who called us. I got to get this from this OG King James Version. You know what I'm saying? Not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. That's who called Paul. That's who called me. Mm-hmm. That's who called you, whosoever will. Not of men. We don't need all that theology, all that stuff, man. We need the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. That's a powerful verse right there. Verse 2 says, and all the brethren which are with me, all the brethren too, all the believers, all the followers of Christ, which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Specifically underlined unto the churches, though, because this still speaks. It was written to the churches in Galatia back then, but it's in the Word of God, so it's still to the churches right now. Verse 3 says, grace be to you and peace from God, not man. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, we be looking for some stuff from man. We be looking for stuff from man, and esteeming it higher than this, but no. The Holy Spirit is showing us how and what we are to esteem higher, which is the grace that's coming to you and the peace that's coming to you from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I like that. That's fired up. Verse 4 says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Y'all see that? See how the Bible's still living and still relevant? This world is present. That's why it's so evil. He delivered us, though, out of it and from it. He delivered us from this present evil world before he take us out of it. Yeah. He's going to take us off this mud when he get his spirit off here. All right, so who gave himself for our sins? We're in Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. That explains a lot in 2022 still. All right? According to the will of God and our Father. He doing this according to what? According to the will of God. And he's not just God to us, but he's our Father. Yeah, he's not everybody's father. Now, we're not all children of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. And those of us that accept Jesus, we get to know God as our Father. And Abba Father, A-B-B-A, it's like calling him dad. Okay? So according to the will of God, see, God got a will that was already written out. Got life and death before all of us and tells us to choose life. So we can't blame him at the end of our life or through life. All right? He gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world right now. He knows what's going on. According to the will of God and our Father, according to the will of God, that's his will to deliver us from this present evil world. That's his will, our Father. Verse 5 says, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, all that was just giving praise and props to God right now and Jesus Christ our Lord. Then gave us some grace and peace to start it off in verse 3. Yeah. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. We in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Why? I marvel. It's a big thing to me. It makes me marvel. You know, like marvelous. All right. I marvel that you are so soon removed from, don't be so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ, right? Because they got bewitched. Yeah, somebody tricked them. And they were removed from him that called
them into the grace of Christ, which is God himself. And then it says unto another gospel. So they went to another gospel, which is not another, right? Because there ain't nothing but this one, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So verse 7 says, which is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you, and I would, and it says, there be some that trouble you and would pervert or corrupt the gospel of Christ. See? It be some that trouble you, and they would pervert the gospel of Christ. They would corrupt the gospel. That's another reason there are so many churches out here. Mm-hmm. The gospel being perverted, because they let money come in there, and they let them prophets, spelled with a P-R-O-F-I-T-S, come in their churches. Mm-hmm. So when it was time to use your faith, they didn't have none. Scattered all over the place. But God said he going to gather his sheep. We in Galatians chapter 1. Yeah, God going to gather his sheep. Mm-hmm. Tried to use man, but man be tripping, man. We trying to use it, though. So it's not another gospel, because there's only one, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert or corrupt the gospel of Christ, which is the true gospel, the only gospel of Christ, Jesus. All right, verse 8 says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Yeah. You heard what he said? You heard what he said, right? Let him be accursed. Yeah. And them Christians just want to bless everybody. They don't know how to put a curse on them. Yeah. This ain't no Christianity, Shawty. This is Bible. This is godliness. You want me to read again? This Galatians chapter 1. This Paul wrote this too. After he done gave God all the props and everything. Same chapter. So he's still on it. You see what I'm saying? But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we preached unto you, yeah, the gospel of Christ, if they preach another gospel, let him be accursed. Accursed. Mm-hmm. Not using no curse words. Yeah, we put a curse, it's a curse. And let anybody who preach any other gospel, who ever trying to corrupt the gospel of Christ, let them be accursed. I'm just doing that. The word of God is living, right? Okay. Yeah. God's word is still the word. He still say this. When we still live by this, the word of God is living. So if they preach any other gospel, okay, let them be accursed. And then let's keep reading, because he said it again. Verse 9, Galatians chapter 1 says, yeah, remember, we didn't write this. Paul wrote it, the Holy Spirit through Paul, right? As we said before, so say I now, or so I still say this right now, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Yeah, our faith is in God through Jesus the Christ. Yeah, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we preach. That's the truth. If they preach in another gospel, let them be accursed. That's two times in your Bible, verse 8 and verse 9. I told you, this ain't no Christianity, Sean. I don't care. You get offended all you want. So this is the Bible. This is the word of God. This is the Holy Spirit. It is what it is. It ain't changing, because we don't understand. I don't like it. That's all you're getting. Get understanding. Get some understanding with this thing. This ain't no weak. Nothing. It's a strong faith in God. And how do we keep our faith strong in God? Because we stay in the word. That's how. When the word stay in us. That's twice. If they preaching to any other gospel than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Verse 10 says, for do I now persuade men or God? Yeah, choose. Because man setting up his allegiance. He got an allegiance now. And at the top of his allegiance is not his creator, but it's his enemy. Ain't that crazy? At the top of man's allegiance, his gang and his team up, his army, at the top of his allegiance is Satan, not God, the creator. Because man trying to make sure they put a name on this earth and let God know that they don't need him. No, yes, I said they, because I know we needed him. We need him. I know I need him. especially now. Thank you, Jesus. But man trying to show God. They don't need him, and God's going to show man like he do every time. But it's my earth. Girl, this is my earth. Woman and man, this mine. And it ain't no transgender either. But for real. Nah. For do I now persuade men or God? You got to make your mind of whose team you on, who you trying to persuade, who you trying to please. Men, humans, or God? Him or her? Her or him? Do I now persuade men or God? This is Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. So that's letting you know right now, men is not going to get pleasure out of you when you're following Christ and when you're preaching. Whatever God tells you to do, when you're living, because living is preaching first. Before the words come out your mouth, live it. Study the word. Observe to do everything that's in it. That's what he told Joshua. Observe to do everything in it. Study to do it. Don't let it depart from you, out of your mouth. Right? Study to do it. Once you start doing it, okay, then when you open your mouth, that's the power. That's the anointing, because the anointing will come from the action. Faith with works. Yeah, faith without works is dead. So faith with works is living, is alive. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, yeah, humans, if I yet please humans, I should not be the servant of Christ. Whose side are you on? I know this teaching, but hey, it's preaching too. Yes, sir, we on Wednesdays now, so hey, they get the preaching going on too. Still Bible study. So if you're going to please men, then you're not going to be a servant of Christ. That's letting you know right now. And God is more important. However, you're not going to be the most popular. But I heard somebody say, you be on the D list if you want to talk about Jesus. But he said, man, I'm finna state my thesis, though. I'm still finna let them know. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care if they put me on the D list. I bet you and I guarantee you I ain't on no D list, and we ain't on no D list in heaven. Yes, sir. It just got real. Yes, sir. I like that. So, if you're going to please me, you're not going to please God. You're not going to be a servant of Christ if you're pleasing me. Don't worry about it. God will send the ones that are going to please him to connect with you. Don't worry about it. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We on this hip-hop Bible study a little, but it's still, it's just doing a little different. I put out the scriptures on there, but we'll get back into Kings and Jeremiah the next time we do the Bible study, unless God change it again. But however, he can do what he do. Right now, we in Galatians, though. Chapter 1 got real good to me today, and I got to, it's like Jeremiah said, it was like fire shut up in my bones, so I want to share it though. Share this fire over the airwaves to your hearts, your soul, your spirit. Let's get it. Alright, so Galatians chapter number 1 verse 11 says, but I certify you, excuse me, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. That's why we don't need man's approval to be about our Father's business. You see what I'm saying? We don't need man's approval. I don't need to have no license to minister. No, I don't need that, man. Because God called me. And they've been doing that for years and years and years, and this scripture been written before they was even doing it. Ordaining you. Yeah, we are ordained by God, not man. Mm-hmm. So, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Yeah, this didn't come after man. This didn't chase man right here. This Verse 12 says, for I neither received it of man. Check this out. Here go another five verse, like verse 1 was. You know, put a marker by this one, a circle or something. Galatians 1 and 12. So highlight Galatians 1 and 1, and then highlight Galatians 1, 11 and 12. Let me go back to verse 11. It says, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. It's not human. For I neither received it of man. I ain't went to school for this. Ain't no man taught me this now. I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, see, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's how I was taught it, by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? It wasn't of man. I went to churches when I first gave God my life. I went to churches, and they, the main ones, rejected me. I remember this. Yeah. But I still kept my faith in God, and that's what God wants people to do, and that's what we got to do. We can't discredit God for the people who is naming him and who tripping and don't treat you right. Now, Jesus, when you read this Bible, you'll know that Jesus said, you will know my disciples by the love that they show, not by the scripture that they quote, not by the how clean they usher uniform is, not by how many choir songs they direct or sing. Not by how many keys they hit on their keyboard organ. Not how many times you tear that drum up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But God, yeah, that's what it's about. Let me get on back over here, man. Come on back over here with me. Let's go. Galatians chapter 1. Yeah, we would know Jesus by the love. We will know who really follows Jesus by the love that they show. So verse 12 says, for I neither received it of man. When I recognized God was real, okay, when he revealed himself to me and helped me to get my faith in him, because faith comes by hearing and hearing comes by his word. Ain't no man taught me this. It's his word that gives us faith in him. So I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. So you don't have to go to school for this. All you got to do is be trained by God, by his Holy Spirit, Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? This ain't about man ordaining us. It's about being ordained by God. So verse 12 again, Galatians chapter 1, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ. And it's not a coincidence that when you go to Revelation chapter 1, you don't have to go there, but you can. It starts off in verse 1, says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. So this is the revelation that God gave unto Jesus Christ. This is the revelation that God gave Jesus, right? To show unto us, his servants, things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So back over here, Galatians chapter 1. Verse 12 again, I neither received it of man. You got to know this. This didn't come from man. Salvation doesn't come from man. When you're born again, when you give God your life, stop doing things your way. Tune into him, get to know him, and do things his way. All right? It don't come from man. I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yeah, God gets you hooked on him and stay hooked on him, not them. All right? We don't forsake the fellowship, okay, the assembling of ourselves, the fellowship. All right? However, you got to have a real Holy Ghost-filled church. Mm-hmm. For real. You're not people feel, but Holy Ghost feel. Remember, this is God. It's God. It's all about God, not man. Pledge your allegiance to God, not the flag, and not man. So, verse 13, Galatians chapter 1 says, for you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion. Check this out. This is why the Jews' religion don't even work. Because he was already in the Jews' religion. Paul was. His name was Saul then, and he was excellent with it. Oh, well, he finna say it, tell about it right now. Hold on. Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. For you have heard of my conversation in time past, in my past, in the Jews' religion. He was already in it. The Hebrews' religion, he was in it. Paul himself was in the Hebrew religion, in the Jew religion, in the past. All right, so check this out. He said, for you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews or Hebrews religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. When he was in the Jews religion, he did what? He persecuted the church of God. When he was in the Hebrew religion, yeah, everybody who's caught in religion, they're going to persecute the church of God. Because the church of God is the body of Christ, and Jesus Christ is not a religion. Jesus Christ is the Lord. They're over heaven, of God, over the earth, okay, and over hell too. He's the Lord of the living and the dead. Jesus swallowed death up in victory. Who else you know that's the resurrection? Nobody. He is the resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. I kind of like these Wednesdays, boy. Hold on, that was going on. We're both fine over here. Yeah, because this usually be the day that the churches, the real churches, yeah, still some real ones, but gather on Wednesday Bible study. But the reason that we did it on Tuesdays, because I didn't want to interfere with people who already part of churches and, you know, be going to their own Bible study. So we did our thing on Tuesdays up until now, when God done changed it to Wednesdays. And that's how we gonna go with it. And it's gonna stay on Wednesdays. We ain't going back and forth. Alright? Thank you, Jesus. So, Galatians chapter 1. In verse 13, he said, when he was in the Jews' religion, in the Hebrew religion, he beyond measure. So this unlimited, no limits. I persecuted the church of God with no limitations, and I wasted it. All right, verse 14. Let's go back. Let's get it. Galatians chapter 1, verse 14. And profited in the Jews' religion above many. See, he was excellent in it. He was A++. He profited in the Jews' religion, in the Hebrews' religion, above many my equals. In my own nation, he was outstanding with his, being more exceedingly, this is why he was more outstanding. He was more exceedingly zealous, had a zeal, right, this energy of the traditions of my fathers. He wanted to hold up the traditions of his ancestors. A lot of that's going on in the churches these days still. They still trying to hold on to traditions, and God done wrecked everything in 2020. In 2022, if you still holding on to traditions, you tripping. You need to let the tradition go and hold on to God's hand before you got caught up in these traditions. So he was going hard. Paul said he was going hard for the traditions of his fathers because he had a zeal for it, got that energy. I'm going to uphold the traditions of my fathers. But he was in the Jews or the Hebrews religion. Verse 15 says, but when it pleased God. Now, these are two more verses right here. That's five. So go ahead and write them down, remember them, take a picture, screenshot. I'm talking about highlight these in your Bible. Do something. Write them down. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 16 says, but when it pleased God, when it did what? When it pleased God, not my mama, not my daddy, not my brother, not my sister, not my cousin, my aunt, uncle, grandparents, nope, okay, when it pleased God, not my balls, not my, okay, you can name it, but when it pleased God, focus in on this, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, boy, that almost made me jump out this studio up in here, oh, what'd he do? Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, not the doctor. See, man, always trying to take credit. He tried to take credit for that. But look at the word of God putting you back up on who really did it. God, when it pleased him, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. That's who did it for you. And he called you by his grace. That's why you're listening now. To reveal his son. Verse 16 says, so when it pleased him, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son, when it pleased him to reveal his son in me and in you, who's listening, who's believing in this, to reveal his son in me, he's revealing his son in you. I like that. But then I tell you that Bible, this Bible study is still fire. Galatians 1 verse 16 to, so God, when it pleased God to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens, that I might preach him among the non-believers, that I might preach him among the evil ones. Immediately I conferred, not with flesh and blood though. I conferred, I agree with him, I go ahead and give you this will. Choose your will over mine, confer. You can look it up for synonyms, for confer. But yeah, I'm agree with it. I'm going to go ahead and give you everything. You got it. Talking to God. Now let's read verse 15 and 16. Now remember, Galatians chapter 1, write it down. Write this down. I'm about to give you these five verses, the whole chapter five. But I'm about to give you these real fire verses. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 11 and 12. And right now where we at, verse 15 and 16. Those two. Let me read verse 15 again. But when it pleased God, hallelujah, when it pleased him, when he chose to do it, right? Who separated me from my mother's womb, he did it. He just let the doctor catch you. Hallelujah. I hear your father. All he did is let the doctor catch you, but he the one separated you from your mother's womb. That's why y'all ain't got to get all this induced labor unless it's actually needed for something. Mm-hmm. God is the one that you touching his stuff. And y'all abortion folks, you touching his stuff. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't say that when y'all be touching each other's stuff and then get these babies. Uh-huh. Abort. You should, why you ain't abort the mission in the first place? Before it got to the level of baby. Yeah, put that in your abortion pipe and smoke that shit up. Real good. Yeah, and I didn't cuss. I can get away with saying cheesy in public, but you can't get away with saying the other word, yeah, in public. Folks be like, well, you might as well cuss. No. I might as well PG-13 this month, okay? Thank you. All in somebody else's business. All right. All right, but when it please God, verse 15, Galatians chapter 1, when it please God who separated me from my mother's womb. It always been about you and God, in case you ain't know that. When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Yeah, this was Paul writing this, but this Bible is living, so that's why you feel like it's talking up to you, because it is. It's living. It's for you. So, called me by his grace to reveal his son in me and you, that I might preach him among the heathen. Yeah, we preach him among the godly. We preach him among the godless ones. We preach him among in this godless world. We already know it's evil. It's the present evil world. He said that in verse 4, Galatians chapter 1. So he revealing his son, Jesus, in us, that we might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. That's what Paul said. Did you confer with him yet? This ain't got nothing to do with man. This ain't no flesh and blood. It's God himself that separated us from from our mother's womb. You know what I'm talking about? That's why even if you're growing up without parents, this Bible is still good for you. Because you'll know, okay, God is greater than my parents too. And this is the one who I need. Yeah, I appreciate my parents, especially if you got them, you know what I'm saying, love them and everything like that. If they real parents now. All right, but, you know, you love them. But, however, God is greater. Greater. Can't love your mother. Can't love your daddy. Can't love your sister, brother, nobody. Husband, wife, children, more than you love Jesus. Because he said you're not worthy of him if you do. Because you got to love God and you got to learn and you got to give it. You got to give it to God. You got to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and all of your strength. Yeah. We must love God with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our mind, all of our strength. You know what I'm talking about? Everything that's within you. All right? So verse 17, we almost finished with this part. We got one more part we're going over, and then that's it. We'll be over there in Matthew. We will keep that particular scripture that we were going to do on this broadcast. But the first two we were going to do, we're not going to do them. So yeah, this will just be two parts. We'll get into Matthew chapter 26 in a minute. So right now we're in Galatians. And it's good. Galatians chapter number 1. Verse 17 says, neither went I up to Jerusalem. So I didn't go up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles. I didn't even go up to the apostles. Apostles are disciples, okay? They follow God. They follow Jesus, right? Follow Jesus. That's what an apostle is. That's what disciples are. They follow Jesus real close, right? So he said when he went up to Jerusalem to them, which were apostles, he didn't even go to them. This is verse 17. Let's pick it back up. Neither did I go up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia. You heard of Arabia? So the gospel already been over there. Our people over here in America talking about, man, the people over there in the other part of the world, they ain't even heard nothing about Jesus. But they the one heard it first. This man just said he went to Arabia back then when he wrote this. So they the one heard it first before we even heard it over here in America. Ooh, Jesus, you showing out. You're preaching the Holy Spirit up in here. God, them boys say he went to Arabia, folks. Now what? The gospel was over there first. Now what it looked like to me. Look in the Bible in the back, in the back of your book, in the back of your Bibles, most of them, the ones that got a map. And look at some of these maps sometime, man. And then look at the map of the world, too. You'll see some stuff, I'm telling you. Don't sleep on the maps. Yeah, it's the real, real right here. You want to know where man come from? How man made it all these years? Because they had faith in God. They sure didn't have, they sure wasn't living godless like the whole world. Mm-mm. The world about to, it's getting so bad, God going to snatch his spirit off this mug, bro. Yeah, we living in the evil, present evil world right now. And it was present evil back then when he wrote it. Come on, bro. God timing ain't our timing, man. The word of God is living. So back over here, let me finish these scriptures, man. So the man said, when he went up to Jerusalem, and this is the actual place, Jerusalem, that you do hear about. This is the actual place he went to. All right, the spiritual Jerusalem, that's over here. That's America. All right, so let's go. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem cross seas, ain't it? He already preaching the gospel over there. The gospel already was preaching over there, being preached. We the ones that get it last. And he going back around the world again with the gospel. So then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter. Y'all remember Peter, right? Walking on water with Jesus, one of the disciples. So after 3 years, he met with Peter and abode with him, stayed with him 15 days after 3 years. 3 years after he met Jesus. Or is it 3 years after Arabia? You know what I'm saying? So stayed with Peter 15 days. Verse 19 says, but other of the apostles saw I none. So he didn't see any other apostles. It says, except James, the Lord, Jesus' brother, earthly brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were born after. Yeah, actual brothers. Jesus had actual brothers and sisters. Well, actual brothers. I don't know. Did he have sisters? I know he had brothers. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't come to after, though. All right. So he didn't see any of the apostles other than James, the Lord's brother. Now, the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not, because the things I'm writing to you, these broadcasts that we doing over here, you know what I'm saying, the books that come out, the songs, all right? Now, Paul was talking about him. This is relevant to us, too. The things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. I write, I preach everything. Play these songs, do these songs before God. I'm not going to get up here and lie in front of you, because I'm very conscious that God is tuned in and listening. I'm very conscious, yeah, of God and him being here and him tuned in and listening. And that's why I make show, yeah. But the Holy Spirit makes show, because it's him that's in us that wills and does his will, yeah. It's the Holy Spirit that works with our will, that makes us want to do his will and then carries out his will for us. So we ain't operating on our own. That's why I can sit up here and agree with everything Paul's saying in Galatians chapter 1. Right? Then in chapter 2 tomorrow, see how tight that one is. And I done read Galatians before, but hey, not like this. So, everything we doing it before God. That's verse 20. Before God. Verse 21 says, afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by faith unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. So they didn't know him by faith. But they had only, verse 23 says, but they had only heard of him. So, but they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past, because remember he said in verse 13, he was beyond measure when he was caught up in the religion. He was persecuting the churches beyond measure, persecuting the church of God. Because it ain't churches anyway. He was persecuting the church of God. Even the seven churches that's in the Bible is the church, the body of Christ, you know what I'm saying? And the seven spirits of God, they are the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? So he was beyond measure. So they only heard, back in verse 23, they had only heard that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. So they were very surprised when they saw Paul, which was Saul to them, when they saw him or heard about him preaching and everything, and when they saw him. Could you imagine? He was the same one that was going to get them to get locked up and to get stoned because they believed in Jesus and they would not compromise on their faith. They were going to the death with, yeah, I believe in Jesus. I ain't denying Jesus. And he was going to get them to make sure they got stoned, to make sure they got locked up, males and females. He didn't care. All right? And then God had to stop him, let him see the light, yeah, Jesus Christ. So he was preaching the faith, which once he destroyed, now he preaching it. And they glorified God in me. They didn't glorify me. Look at this. Look at this. Look how humble he is. And this true. This how we are. But the Holy Spirit does this. He trains us like this. They glorify God in me. Yeah, the God that's in me. They glorify him. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah. We still on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy, on Wednesdays now. And it got real good already at Galatians 1:5. You know what I'm talking about? 5. Get that whole chapter again. I was going to call out the verses again that was highlighted in there. But nah, that's all right. You can get that whole chapter. So go back in the replay and get it. But I said it enough times. All right? We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're getting into Matthew chapter 26, though. You know what I'm talking about? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew 26, when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We're on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. Hashtag feed your faith in God.
Yes, sir. That classic official. But it's all about
Jesus.
No doubt there's a God who sent
Jesus.
I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba,
the guard up. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're outside of. All you made, you stay with the clay and you're our potter. We can't say why'd you make us this way, you're our solver. Ran and you reign over kings, you're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers the theme. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction, took the cross beam to redeem. Plus you got a strong election,
no best but oh yes.
You give strong protection,
no stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now that's a strong connection, you hear me now. Since the sun's palms were stressed in, we take the 150 of Psalm's suggestion.
Praise,
you got a love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one, you don't run in this unsequal.
You to the sun, for the sinner,
We give honor to the one who sent.
You to the sun, for the sinner,
Give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus, the son sent one, the word, by God. Got a few names and then some, you heard Agua.
I'm not sure if you have, so I gotta. But him and his ways will set a stage, I'm like, ta-da.
I try to tell the people on the block, they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue.
No truth,
people are the same, this is so true.
But those two people get your reign, this is so you.
Cause this is great, and I found that your grace is special. But it's common like a Chi-Town rapper.
You got holes in your hands,
same hands with them holes in them. Got a hold of control on this land.
Man, you got the mold in his hands.
Hands mold human soul.
What's the body, the soul goes in the plan.
What's the take on blessing?
Lifts and left, dies and rise to save men and women been stepped.
Yep.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We give honor to the one who sent. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Give honor to the one who sent.
Last but not least, the paraclete I speak on. Full deity, but often the people sleep on.
The low-key, invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing.
He gives life to the Holy Spirit, we're reborn.
For some, this is just a
reintroduction.
The order's God sending it.
We ain't accustomed.
He interrupts it.
Drop belief in our guts and
light in his face, I guess you say.
We got a trust fund.
He's called advocate. With no magic kit, he's just miraculous. Act, he doesn't abracadabra it.
Some call him it or a power. And not a person,
we call him a powerful person. We did hours of searching.
We could grieve him
and lie to him.
The scriptures he breathed and open our eyes to him.
We can live or die to him.
We can give a cry to him.
Hands in the air, groans go up and come back. Answer the prayer.
Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars.
Your humility's killing me. You willingly seem to let applause
go to the Father and the Son, both described as the Savior.
You always put the Jesus and you slide off the radar.
You enter in a heart that is wired for chaos.
With just a little spark, new desires are there.
The faith to get supplied, you revive from the graveyard.
I mention you with God cause you are when we praise ya.
Ah, oh man, I know I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wave, you're a fresh wave. Give honor to the one he sent. You're a fresh wind, you're a fresh wind. Give honor to the one he sent.
You to the sun, for the sinner,
We give honor to the one who sent.
You to the sun, for the sinner,
Give honor to the one who sent.
You're listening to The Sound.
Yeah.
Big Jill. What's cracking? What's happening? How you doing? This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. And today, we on this hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, you know what I'm talking about? Started off a little different. Got that worship in here. On these Wednesdays, there might be a part of it now. And that worship in here on Wednesdays. And the Holy Spirit on up in here early. Oh, on Wednesdays too, yes, sir. Yeah, that's what the body of Christ, that's what we do. It's all unity with the body of Christ. These churches, y'all looking at the wrong thing if y'all looking at these churches. Because y'all can't really see the body of Christ until you meet one of us that really, you know, that God operating in us. Yes, the God in us. Then, you know, we all sound the same. We got that Holy Spirit working through us. All right? But yeah, man, Galatians chapter 1, that was part 1. That was real good. I enjoyed that myself. So let's go to Matthew chapter 26 right now. Matthew chapter 26, we're on this hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy has said, feed your faith in God. Matthew chapter number 26, we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ Jesus. Matthew chapter 26. Starting at verse number 1. All right. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse number 1 says, and it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples. Disciples are those that follow Jesus Christ. Disciples, you look at it real good, you'll see discipline in that thing. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's connected to discipline. So he said unto his disciples, the ones that hear and do, right? So, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes, these are the religious folks, the chief priests, they're the top priests, not just regular priests. You got a nerd to look down, they know on Jesus. Well, if it wasn't for him, the high priest, they wouldn't even be priests. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't even be no office. But anyway, let's go. Matthew chapter 26, verse 3 says, then assembled together, or they assembled together, who? The chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people, the elders of the people, the older folks, unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety, you know, want to be sneaky and just take him all of a sudden, huh? So they consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. Who doing this? The chief priests. Listen, the chief priests is the religious folks. The scribes, they the ones that write the religious stuff. And the elders, though, the older generation, the elders of the people, old ones, right? They consulted together that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. Okay? All right. Y'all see who want to kill Jesus, right? In verse 3. All right. So verse 5 says, but they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar, like a riot. Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people, because they know, you know, a lot of people believed in Jesus. Great multitudes were even fed by Jesus. And I'm talking about several times. A lot of their kinfolks and everything got healed by Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Because of their faith. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, verse 7, Matthew chapter 26, says, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment. Okay? Some good smelling perfume, good, not just smelling, but expensive perfume. So, alabaster box of very precious ointment, very expensive, and poured it on his head, though, as he sat at meat, as he sat and was eating, she poured this ointment on his head, right? But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation. They got big mad. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? And I don't, it wasn't all the disciples either, right? Because you're reading here again, I believe it specifically says Judas said this, right? When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, so you'll see it. All right, so this ointment, it says they had indignation, says, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much. She could have made a lot of money off of this. And given to the poor, right? And she could have gave that to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, unto who? His disciples, who's saying this, why trouble you the woman? Why are you troubling her? For she has worked a good work upon me. That's what wrought is. For she has wrought a good work. For she has worked a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. He know he's going to get ready to go to the cross and be gone. So you can give to the poor anytime you want, is what he's telling them in verse 11. But she did this unto me. So verse 12 says, for in that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. You ain't even knowing, disciples. So yeah, disciples don't know everything. And you're not called to follow disciples. You're called to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. He'll point out them good ones that you know, will relate to you and your life and your character in this word. He'll point them out, who you can, you know, follow after. But these ones following Jesus, you know what I'm saying? So, why are you troubling her? You got to pour with you always. She poured out this ointment on my body. She did it for my burial. Mm-hmm. You know how they do the embalming fluid and all that stuff like that? Or whatever they use on them to make them smell better. Because Jesus wasn't embalmed and all that. I doubt if they were doing it back then anyway. Embalming, I mean, they take all your insides out, right? Really don't be nothing but a corpse in that casket. If you ever been to a funeral. Yeah. Embalm. Is that what to do? Okay, anyway, I got my medical glasses on right now. Matthew chapter 26. All right, Matthew chapter 26. She poured out this ointment on my body. She did it for my burial. Verse 13 says, verily, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world. You see this? People be worried about, don't listen to people. Man, they ain't even hearing about Jesus in it. Look at this word, what this word says. Verily I say unto you, yeah, take God's word over everybody else's word. God's word over everybody else's. Verily I say unto you, wherever this gospel is shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, be told for a memorial to her, of her. So this is going to be a memorial of her. We're reading about it now. So Jesus don't lie. He does not lie. We're reading about her now. And it says, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world. Verse 14 says, then one of the 12 called Judas, a scary idiot. That's what my Bible says. I know it says Iscariot. Mm-hmm. Iscariot. But a scary idiot. That's what I call him. Anyway, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest. He went where? To the chief priest, who want to do what? Crucify Jesus. They want to kill him. The who? The chief priest. I thought priests supposed to be working for Jesus. You see, they wanted to kill him, right? All right. Don't believe everything you hear. You better believe what you read in this word. Go God's word over everything and God's word over everybody else's. We in Matthew chapter 26, verse 15 says, and said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. So Judas going to them and asking, what you going to give me? And I'll deliver him unto you. And they covenanted or made an agreement with him for 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver is what you betrayed Jesus for, sitting with him every day. And whoever betrays Jesus for money, you Judas. True. And that's what he did. He turned on Jesus for money. A lot of them churches turned into Judas. But God already know, because he picked Judas as one of the disciples. So he already know. He still was giving Judas a chance. Yeah. We can't fathom his mercy and his love. Wow. Yeah, God's love. Can't understand it. Verse 16 says, and how deep it goes. Verse 16 says, and from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. He got that money. And from that time on, he's seeking opportunity to betray Jesus. Now, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover? Where you want us to prepare, for you to eat the Passover? Because they had celebrations back then too, all right, like we celebrate nowadays. All right, so they had celebrations and feasts and all that. We call these holidays, we do that nowadays, but the Passover was a celebration and it meant something, okay, to the believers, the children of God, Israel. And a quick story about it is the Passover was when God told Moses and the people, you know, to mark their doorway with the blood of the sacrificial lambs or rams, whatever they used, told them to mark the doorposts on the sides and on the top with the blood. And when the death angel came through Egypt, it was going to pass over their doors if they had the blood on it. You got the Holy Spirit, you got the blood of Jesus on you, God be passing over your sins a lot. You pass over, because the blood of Jesus is stronger than your sins. That's why we be asking him for forgiveness and thanking him too. Alright, so that's the quick version of the Passover. Verse 18, Matthew chapter 26. Verse 18, and he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. I'm coming to your house. I'm going to keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. Verse 19 says, and the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them. And they made ready the Passover. Y'all see this? That's a good thing to learn about the disciples. Let that jump out to you. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them. They did what? They did as Jesus told them to do. They did whatever he said. The disciples. Disciples are disciplined by God. We follow Jesus. We love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love our neighbor as ourselves too. Because God is love. So they did as Jesus had appointed them, verse 19, and they made ready the Passover. We in Matthew chapter 26. Verse 20 says, now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. When the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, verily or truly, surely I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. See, God is all-knowing. That's why he already know whose name is written in the book of life. You don't know. And guess what? You got a chance. Everybody still has a chance to either keep their name written in the book of life or get it written in there. How do you do that? Receive Jesus today. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent means come to God. Get and receive this forgiveness, and then go back. Yeah, recognize you were doing things your own way, and then go back out there after you give God your life. Do things His way. Do things His way. That's between you and God. All right? Handle that, though. Yeah, Matthew chapter 26. Verse 21 says, and as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. He already knew who was going to do it. And they were exceeding sorrowful. And every one of them began to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Yeah, if Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me, what you do right now? Is it me? Well, it ain't me, it's one of them. Uh-oh. But they asking, Lord, is it I? They know Jesus tell the truth. Verse 23 says, and he answered and said, he that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. Now, all of them was dipping their hand in the dish, so they still couldn't figure out who was doing it. But Jesus was actually going deeper than this and talking about the deacon Judas, who dip his hand in the offering pan. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm telling you got to read in these Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because what one didn't detail, the other one did. And when that one didn't detail it, this one did. And that one did detail them, but that one didn't detail. Okay, the details. Some of them go into, catch other details. So these are like reporters who were actually writing down things that Jesus was doing, that Jesus was saying, and everything for us. All right, so it was actually recording for us. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Right now we're in Matthew chapter 26. We're taking our time with it, man. You see what I'm saying? You can't have no better investment of your time than what you're doing right now when you're investing your time in God, the Almighty, who created you, putting everything else to the side. Yeah, you could be doing this. Yeah, you probably should be doing that, what you think. You know what I'm saying? Your flesh saying, but no, this is the best place for you to be at. This is the place that's necessary for you, where you're choosing to be at right now, receiving this word of God. We're sitting at Jesus' feet, receiving of him. So they asking, who's going to betray you? And then Jesus said, he ain't really cleared up for them. He just said, he that dipped his hand in the dish, the same shall betray me. But they was eating, right? All right, so, and they got the bread or whatever, they dipping in the, I think Arby's tried to have something like that. Some restaurants still might have a little bread that they dip in a little sauce or whatever they dip it in. I don't know. I just dip mine in butter. Yes, sir. This is the Red Lobster cheese, garlic cheese biscuit. Oh, I don't dip them in nothing but my stomach. Guys. Oh, let me go on. Y'all got me talking about my Red Lobster biscuits around here. But, yeah, they was eating, man. So Jesus was eating and his disciples were eating, so we know it's going to be some eating going on in heaven. So those of you that like to eat, you better come on, make it on in. You'll be eating forever. Yes, sir. You better come on to Jesus. You're going to be eating forever, because I'm telling you, come on. All right, but I'm saying it's some eating going on in heaven, man. Because it's a bunch of times where Jesus was eating, man. Even when the disciples, after he resurrected, he was over there grilling some fish. You know what I'm saying? Like, shh, man. Yeah, Jesus was grilling the fish, man. But, you got to read your Bible, shout it. Matthew chapter 26. I can only give you so much. We still ain't got to that, ain't it? Unless we did, but we just don't remember. But you got to get into your word. So Matthew chapter 26. He that dipped his hand with, verse 23. He that dipped his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. All right, so the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Yeah, woe. Remember we were talking about curses? Let him be a curse. That's what woe is, too. God's curse unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Yeah, it ain't going to be good for you. So W-O-E is not good. And then there's Jesus saying, woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Woe unto the one who's betraying Jesus. Woe unto the ones who started off with faith in Jesus and became atheists. Woe unto you. And woe unto people that was in, you know, singing gospel in the church and then grew up to be secular artists and multi-billionaires and all this stuff, famous and all. Yeah, woe unto you too. Yeah, you should have kept it from Christ. You see what I'm saying? Woe unto that man that betrayed. Y'all betraying Jesus for what? Is there anything that can get you to betray Jesus? To turn your back on Jesus? Anything in the world? I pray that your answer is no. There's nothing that can get you to turn on Jesus. There's nothing, no one, no amount of money, no. They be talking about in the world, they say everybody got a price, but we of the kingdom, so we ain't in that category. So everybody in the world, y'all might do have a price. But we of the kingdom up in here. Jesus done paid it all. You ain't got enough. Mm-mm. So, woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. It'd be better if you was not born than for you to, you know, follow Jesus, believe in Jesus, and then turn your back on Jesus. And everybody in America used to believe in Jesus at one point. I believe if you was born and raised in America, you were believing in Jesus at one point because this is a Jesus nation, okay? Then they try to shut it down and try to make it an all-religion nation, and that's your, and you see what's going on now in the world. Yeah, you need the standard God. This is not a religion. All right? I was going to stuff all these scriptures into y'all, but I ain't going to do that to you. Yeah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I say it too. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's a bunch of scriptures in this chapter. It's like 75 scriptures in here. We're not going to get all of them in tonight, so don't worry about it. Even though, hey, what do you spend your time doing? You don't be rushing. Yeah. Don't rush the Word of God. If you don't rush them TV shows when they an hour or two or have a marathon on, you don't rush them movies. Rush through these movies right quick. Don't be rushing through the Word either. Don't rush me. However, God is very compassionate. All right? He ain't selfish. He understands that we're humans. He understands that you want to get back to your distractions. Oh, I'm sorry. Your entertainment. Okay, distractions. I'm just saying, you've been here though. Yeah, it don't take God long to move. Sometimes he do play chess with you now. He play chess with you like, boy. Chess is a long game. Well, how about Monopoly, the original one? But that game long as a mother. I think Life, that's a long game too. It might be longer than Monopoly. I think they made Monopoly to shorten the version now, because I remember Life. And playing that first, then next thing you know, ain't nothing but Monopoly was around. And I didn't see Life, the game of life, anymore. Then they put it on Sims. All right, anyway, yeah, some of y'all trying to get back to Sims, ain't you? Matthew chapter number 26. So this man done betrayed Jesus. You want to stop right there? He said it was better if that man had not been born. That's a good place to stop, huh? We'll stop right there, and we'll pick up next time. You know what I'm saying? Or should we just, yeah, we'll start right now. We'll start right now. I ain't going to even give you another verse. Matthew chapter 26, and we'll pick it up in verse 24 next time. All right? If God says the same, we appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, and much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hey, how about you go ahead and continue to enjoy Jesus? All right, and you, if you don't know Jesus, get on over here. Get to know him for yourself. What you got to do? Get into that Word of God for yourself and cut out some time. Spend some time with God. Yeah, you can do this. Everybody got 24 hours, right, in a day. How much time you going to give to God? You can do that, man. I'm so busy. You got 24 hours. Organize something. And then do two things with time. You can take time to spend with Jesus, or you can make time to spend with Jesus. Make sure it's quality over quantity. Quality time. over quantity time. You can spend all that quantity time and still don't get to know him. But that quality, he know you sitting there to get to know him, and this ain't going to be no religion. All right? Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. We get at you next time. Peace.
Or DJs.
Okay, I've always heard the name, y'all. The old folks tried to warn me. I thought I knew what they were talking about, because I've always heard the story, but never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other day, and something happens in my spirit. Every time I say that name, that name is
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Say the name Jesus.
You are now listening to the Sold Out Mixtape Series. You know
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, call him by name.
Jesus.
What's the name?
Jesus.
Yes, it is. Sing the love songs like it'll never lose its power.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Every need of Lord, every minute, every hour. But I never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other night, I called the name of Jesus, and afterwards I felt alright. Yeah, it was like a cool breeze blowing on the inside of water, rushing in my body, a fire burning away everything that I don't need and making me right. It was too real to act like it wasn't happening. Happened too fast for me to suppress it. And after that I tried my eyes and I couldn't stop smiling, cause the whole time mother was right. When I called
Jesus,
yeah,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, what's the name?
Jesus,
say the name.
Jesus,
the Holy Lamb.
Jesus,
that was slain. And I might fall down, he'll be your friend, he'll be around. Whoa, he's something like a strong tower. Yeah, he could take away the pain. And if you want his power, you gotta call his name. And his name is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That name is
Jesus,
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 Jesus. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You can depend on him. Yes, you can.
Said in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 35th verse, he said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I'm here to tell you today that nothing can separate me from the love of Christ.
Oh, somebody needs to hear that in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your storm, it's your faith. It's your faith that will help see you through. Work your faith, people. Work your faith.
My brothers and sisters, bring your problems to the altar
and
leave your burdens there.
Oh,
though you're troubled,
God is able.
God is able.
you gotta do is just work your faith. Listen,
friends and neighbors,
doesn't matter
how you falter.
Grab a hold of God's
outstretched hands.
He's
a wonder
in my soul.
He never sleeps or slumbers.
Call us anytime you want.
Challenge you, but that's a fallacy. We take part in sin because the darkened hearts of men are hardened and like
like a callous bee. But when you part the winds and time starts to bend, the trumpets blowing and the harps will blend. You round us up and then you march us in. Everybody gonna be shaking like Parkinson's. It's a dirty fight, but my jury's right, cause my verdict's Christ, so I'm serving life. I'm killing flesh and I'm murder mics. I rep the word of life till I'm murdered twice.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, yeah. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever.
When it comes,
when it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about
whatever, Lord. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever,
yeah.
You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about
whatever, Lord.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, bruh, you ain't never lied, man. This faith walk ain't no cakewalk. This the hardest thing you gon' do in your life. Anybody can act a fool, but can you be a real man and walk in love? Huh?
Yeah. Come on.
If it's love, then it's action to back it up. And ain't no giving up, no packing up. Cause there's still days that I get to acting up. But then I
repent and head back to love.
Back to love, right back to Christ. Shit cleansing the blood, right back to life. Cause this walk is gonna come with some sacrifice. And there's still days I feel like I'm shacking dice. All shook up, a little something like Presley. And money causing clothes, man, that stuff don't oppress me. The devil, they use that, this night feel like Wesley. But it was his love that God used to arrest me. Now I'm all in, hell's up. I got my boots on the ground, waking hell up. Rolling with the only one that won't fail you. Just mention his name in the open and cell up. Yeshua, Yehoshua, Yahweh. He's the one to give you rest after a hard day. About whatever, whenever, whatever my God say. Rolling with the Trinity, three the hard way. And when the cards played, royal flush. Rolling with the king of hearts, no destroying us. Matt 28, recommission been deploying us. And we about to trample on everything that's poisonous.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever,
yeah.
You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever.
When it comes
to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about
whatever, Lord. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever,
yeah.
You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.